Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soci, along with Paul Prillo from Patriots Football Weekly. After the Pats held their final public practice of this 2015 training camp, a very hot day, Paul, one of the hottest, if not the hottest day of training camp, and the weather certainly a metaphor for what we saw on the field.
Yeah, it got a little hotter out there. We haven't seen too much of this, but Coach Belichick talked about it. If you guys want to get in a fight on the practice field, you're going to end up having a short practice, and that's exactly what happened for Malcolm Brown and Ryan Groy, offensive linemen that they just picked up last week. I didn't think it was too major, nothing too much. A lot of the other players talked about it after practice, just a little bit of a competition. I'm sure it was hot. I'm sure it was a tough day to deal with, and those guys had to deal with it.
More cause for concern potentially might be the exit of a different Brown, Terrell Brown, veteran cornerback who left the field walking seemingly without a limp, but nonetheless left early in practice.
Yeah, and I think he has been dealing with ever this lingering foot issue that he had. Maybe that was the reason why the Patriots didn't sign him initially after a couple of meetings in the offseason. I think he's still been dealing with that, so something to monitor. I thought he was getting more reps with Malcolm Butler today earlier in practice than he had been, so definitely something to keep in mind.
We also saw some figurative hot flashes from players. Who stood out for you?
I like this receiver, Chris Harper. You know, he's really quick. We saw him toward the middle of last week starting to get a lot more reps, some punt return action. Then we see him catch 7 balls on 7 targets in the game, and today I thought he made the highlight catch, really, of the day. In the end zone on a deep ball. He went up and high-pointed it. Terrific catch. Had some friends and family here watching him. He's the one that stood out to me today.
Without pads, practicing in shells, hard to really pick a defender who flashed. But I'll say Jabal Sheard. I thought he had a good game in the preseason opener against Green Bay. And we again saw the athleticism, albeit with scripted blocks, nonetheless getting to some field goal attempts today.
You're right about the athleticism, though. He's very quick, and he's the one that blew up that fourth and short play by getting off the line of scrimmage. I thought he collapsed the whole line. He's definitely flashed. Good pick, Bob.
For Paul Prillo from Patriots Football Weekly, I'm Bob Soci for Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.